This is the Virtual American Truck Show, live on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio, channel 146, and on the app.
That's what VATS stands for. I thought it was something to do with chicken grease. I didn't know. The Virtual American Truck Show, VATS. We got VATS and VATS of it here. And joining me is Tim Norlin. We need some VATS of cheese curds, dude.
Hey, I can fix you up. No problem.
Great to have you on. Tim is the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail. Tim, it's been too long. How have you been, sir?
I have been well, trying to get through this pandemic, and hopefully we're at the tail end here. I'm really hopeful. I was fortunate enough. I got my first shot on Tuesday, so
good for you.
More to go in 3 weeks.
Are you doing the Moderna or the Pfizer? What are they giving you?
I got the Pfizer.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you have you're a card carrying member then? You have your vaccination card.
I have the card. Yep. It's incomplete yet, but won't be long. I'll have the punch card completed.
There you go. And you know you can go get Krispy Kreme donuts with that thing, right?
I know. You need a Krispy Kreme in central Wisconsin.
Hey, I hear you. Well, it's great to be with you. Folks, if you guys want to jump in, if you got some questions for Tim, you want to bend his ear a little bit, he is willing to take those phone calls. 888-876-2336. Tim, I know you got a lot of great news to share with us, but I do like to start, as always, with reminding folks just who Rail is. So talk a little bit about who your company is.
Absolutely, yeah. We're a truckload carrier based out of Marshfield, Wisconsin. We came into existence in 1962, Everett Rail, with one truck, built the company. The company today is run by Everett's son, Rick, who was a truck driver himself and still is a truck driver for Rail Transport. He was an owner-operator for many years with the company before he finally came into the office, and to this day, every once in a while, he'll put on the hat and the jeans and jump in the truck and take a few loads out there just to stay in touch with our drivers. And I think that's fantastic. But we operate nationwide. We've got dry van, flatbed, refrigerated, dedicated, and heavy haul divisions. So a lot of different opportunities for drivers looking for something other than your traditional long haul over the road freight.
And I do know that a lot of times people like a little diversity in their jobs. Do you find that a lot of drivers with Rail are locking in with one type of position, or do they like to move around a bit?
You know, I've seen both. I've seen we've got one driver. He's been doing the same thing for 5 million miles with Rail. The whole time doing the same thing. We've got other drivers that, every 4, 5, 6 months, they want to try something different, change it up a little bit, get a little bit different scenery. And that's fine as well. We appreciate that. And we want drivers to have options when they come to work for us.
Yeah, I know that people do like switching it up a little bit. Variety, as they say, is a spice of life. And I think it holds true in trucking too. I do know that the idea of what works for a lot of people in trucking in the past few years, I guess it was 2018 when we really started hearing it, had to do more with home time. And I wonder if there are any opportunities that Rail has where you can guarantee a driver a certain amount of home time.
You know, that's something that Rail's always been known for is, being able to choose what you do and when you're going to be home from the what we call the home time fleets, the home time plus fleets, where drivers can choose to stay out a week at a time, 11 to 14 days at a time. We've got 7 on, 7 off. They can work 14 days, go home 7 days. And through the pandemic, what we found out is more and more drivers want to be home every day. So, you know, for a traditional truckload carrier running your regular routes all over the country, that can be a tough challenge to build jobs like that. But we took it on. We sat down, challenged our operations and salespeople to look at our freight density in different lanes and come up with jobs that allow us to get drivers home on a daily basis. And I'm proud to say that we now have over 200 of our drivers that get home every single day.
Wow.
And we're adding more and more all the time. In fact, we just added 7 more home daily jobs today for drivers looking for that being able to spend time with the family and knowing what they're doing every day.
So, Tim, can you share with me a little bit about the different types of lanes that you're talking about? What geographic area are you covering today?
Yeah, so with the home daily drivers, I mean, we've got opportunities all over the country, and we're trying to build more as we see that we can do that. But right now, Atlanta, Dallas, Minneapolis, the Chicago market, Dayton and Columbus, Ohio, Eastern Pennsylvania, around the Bensalem area, we've got home daily driving jobs. We're also, obviously, we're from Wisconsin. This is where we built our business. We've got a lot of good customers here. So we've got a lot of great home daily jobs in what we call the Dairyland area, which is Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, a little bit of eastern Iowa, into northwest Indiana. So fantastic opportunities there. If you're a driver that needs to be out a little bit more, we've got regional runs that get drivers home weekly. We've got dedicated runs that get drivers home weekly. And then we've still got our traditional over-the-road fleets, dry van, refrigerated, and flatbed that keep our drivers out 11 to 14 days. Flatbed probably has the biggest operating area. They're running all 48 states. Our van and our reefer drivers, while they could go to any of the 48 states, the majority of their time is spent east of the Rocky Mountains.
Wow. You've always heard the saying, you can't be all things to all people, right?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you guys kind of have
sure
it covered.
Try.
You do, man.
Trying.
It's like, wait a minute. Maybe the best question for me to ask would be, hey, what doesn't rail do?
Oh, well, let's see. We don't haul a whole lot of sailboat fuel.
There you go. Tim Norland is with us. He's the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail. Let's go ahead and take a call. We got one hanging out here for you. Let's go to Gary in Wyoming. Gary, you're on live with Tim Norland.
Good afternoon. I'm just calling to find out if someone's an owner-operator, their own authority, or, you know, has a fleet, if you have a brokerage and bring them on, or are you just only looking for drivers and building your own company?
No, we actually have independent contractors. They bring their power unit on and operate under our authority. But we also have a brokerage. It's Rail Logistics, and they do contract with carriers like yourselves that operate under your own authority. And if you want to share your contact information offline with Andre, and he can get it to me, I will have someone from our logistics team call you and make contact.
Sounds good.
All right, Gary. How many trucks do you own? Are you a one truck operator, or you own multiple units?
Well, I'm a little weird. I have an MBA and couldn't find a job, so. I ended up getting my own truck.
Good. Hey, man, I tell you what, you got to go where the opportunity is. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Gary, thank you for the call. I do have your cell information, Gary. If you're okay with me sharing that, I'll pass that along to Tim.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Have
Thanks,
a great
Gary.
Day today. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, it's crazy. So one thing that I've seen happen during this pandemic, Tim, is I've heard about a lot of people jumping into this industry. And there was a lot of excitement around it, too. People were calling the show saying, I've just started learning how to drive. I've just gotten in the truck. I found this radio station. It's awesome, you know. And that really mm-hmm. gives you a good feeling that trucking, once again, has provided a lot of people with an opportunity and a lot of people with hope when maybe they didn't have any hope.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, you know, 2020 was a roller coaster year when things were going great. The pandemic hit in March, and I think everybody kind of paused, and we saw that precipitous drop in the economy, and then trucking just came roaring back, and I haven't seen anybody hit the brakes yet. We're cruising right into 2021, and you know, we had the company had a very good year. Our drivers had a very good year, and you know, we think it's going to continue right on through 2021 as the economy really opens back up. The challenge now is, you know, there are a number of people, unfortunately, that jumped and got out of our industry during 2020. And we need those drivers back in, because the demand for services is just going through the roof right now.
Yeah, well, you've come to a good place. A lot of folks here are talking about it. I think there is a very positive sentiment, and people are optimistic about what will continue to happen. And just like Gary, you know, guy has his MBA, Master's of Business Administration, and he decides, you know what, I'm having difficulty with a traditional job. Maybe I look at this, and all of a sudden he is a business owner. And the sky's the limit in trucking, especially if you get into it right now. So that's a wonderful thing. Tim, sit tight. We're out of time for the segment. If you guys want in, Tim Norland, VP of Driver Employment, is with us with Rail. If you guys want more information, you can go to rail.jobs. That's roehl.jobs or rail.jobs. And when we get back, we'll continue the conversation. This is a Virtual American Truck Show from Louisville, Kentucky, the only show from Louisville, Kentucky. We'll be back.
I've seen trouble all my days.